BBC News at 9 o'clock. The chairman of Egypt Air, which operated the flight that crashed into the Mediterranean on Thursday, has said he has full confidence in his pilot and his aircraft. 66 people were on board the jet. Safwat Musallam said he wanted to know the truth. Investigators have released automatic messages sent by the plane suggesting there was a fire on board. Labour has been setting out how it would approach the economy if it formed the next government. The Shadow Chancellor, John McDonnell, told a conference in London that there'd be moves to provide 100,000 council houses a year. In his speech, the party leader, Jeremy Corbyn, said he wanted to evoke what he called the radical spirit of Clement Attlee's post-war Labour government.
We must be ambitious and bold to win the next election and deliver the new economy that this country needs. An economy that starts by tackling the grotesque levels of inequality within our society. An economy that ensures every young person has the opportunities to maximise their talent and that produces the high-skilled, high-value, secure jobs they need.
28 migrants have been found stowed in the back of a lorry in Portsmouth. They've been taken into custody on suspicion of entering the UK illegally. The driver has also been arrested. A man has died in a boating accident in Murray. Emergency services were called when the vessel capsized in the Findhorn Bay area this afternoon. The 69-year-old man was brought ashore but couldn't be revived. The Church of Scotland has voted to allow its ministers to be in same-sex marriages. The Church of England only allows its priests to take part in civil partnerships. However, Scottish clergy are still barred from conducting gay wedding ceremonies. Manchester United have won the FA Cup final. They beat Crystal Palace in extra time by 2-1 at Wembley. Earlier, Hibernian beat Rangers 3-2 in the Scottish Cup final at Hampden Park, ending the Edinburgh side's 114-year wait to win the trophy. BBC News.
We're now drama on BBC Radio 4 as we conclude our adaptation of Lewis Grassic Gibbon's Cloud Ho, an atmospheric drama about his best-loved character Chris. It's 1926. Chris and her husband Robert, a young and idealistic minister, are living in the mill town of Seggart in Aberdeenshire. Chris is pregnant and Robert has found his life's purpose, helping the mill spinners to unionise in the build-up to the general strike.
Cloud Ho by Lewis Grassic Gibbon. Dramatised by Donna Frances Child.
Two mills in Dundon are now solidly union. Yeah. And Aik tells me we've signed up more than half the spinners in Glenbervin.
And despite threats and bullying, Blair Gordon has stood firm too.
But Aik, what good does our union do as if Mowat can just close the mill for 2 weeks and leave us without our wages?
Aye, no negotiations, just a sign in the game.
How am I to feed my bairns for 2 weeks without pay?
The spinners in Dundon have donated food and coal, and have done without themselves to help you till the mill reopens.
Now that's solidarity.
Jock's right. That's how we can stand up to Mowat, lads. That's why we need to bring in our brothers in the other mills, like the miners did.
When their pay was cut, the Miners' Federation forced the owners to back down.
Only because the government said they'd subsidise their wages for 9 months.
The miners have forced the government and the mine owners to negotiate, because they know that every trade unionist from John O'Groats to Land's End will come out for the miners if they try to force through this pay cut. Yeah.
Don't you see? This union means you can act together for the good of all and put food in the mouths of not just the miners' bairns, not just your own bairns, but in the mouths of every family up and down this island living in poverty and squalor.
Mr. Cahoon, you're a good man. You've opened your house to us, and I mean no disrespect, but any fool can see that if the miners lose this, the spinners will suffer with them.
The miners will not lose if we stand with them.
You need a wee bit patience.
We need a wee bit less talk and muckle more action.
You'll see action in May, that's sure.
When we went to war, we were led like lambs to the slaughter. But you here today are not lambs. The sore injustice you've suffered will be remedied.
I move that we adjourn this meeting and reconvene once the government responds to the Miners' Federation proposals. Opposed. The meeting's adjourned.
Food and coal will be distributed by Mr. Cahoon at the Kirk tomorrow at 10 o'clock. There'll be enough for everyone if you don't attack more than you need.
Well, they all sounded very excited and excitable.
Oh, you were listening?
Well, it was hard not to. I think all of Seggart heard.
Oh, here. I'll help you with that.
No. Let's go for a walk instead, while it's still sunny.
Sunny it may be, but it's cold. Do you think you should, in your condition?
I'm 6 months gone, Robert. When I was a crofter's wife, I worked through the winter until the day my pains came on, and I was in the fields again 3 days later.
Chris Caledonia. You're like Scotland itself.
I love this view. You can see Kinradi from here. I want to know what the people there are doing.
Gossiping, I expect. It seems to me that woman who was once a crofter's wife should have a wee rest.
I can match you step for step.
Then perhaps I should have a wee rest.
Come look in this pool.
What do you see?
Look closely. I can see a man and a woman there. I wonder who they might be.
Well, the woman's not at all bad. See the man by her shoulder? You think the two can be decently married?
Oh, no. I think not. Is she not too old?
Is he not too stern? Look at those standing stones in the Kames. They were left there by men of antique time.
I wonder how they managed to get them up there in the days before lorries.
Think of it. They were men without fear or hope or hate or love. Mating as simple as beasts or birds. Dying with a like keen simpleness. That was the condition of man only 4,000 years ago.
4,000 years sounds a fair long time to me.
A blink in the eye of God. And look at the clouds. Stratus mists. And the men of antique time once followed them, hunted them, took them for gods. Just clouds that passed and were gone.
The theme of your next sermon.
Blood doesn't haunt my dreams anymore, Chris. Blood and noise, mud, mortar fire, the screams of the dying. A new era has been ushered in. An era of man made free. Man who was God. It's inspiring. And humbling, too. And to see these men they call brutes acting together, arguing out their differences, giving to each other, even when they have so little. I always know when you're not listening. What are you thinking?
I'm just looking in the pool.
And you see a man and a woman?
I see a hunter of clouds.
And the woman?
She keeps to the earth.
You don't believe in God? I've never asked, but do you?
No.
You will sometime. However you find him. Oh, Chris, you'll be frozen. Let's go back.
Come on, Elsa. There's mucklemere work to be done today.
You can't put more saps on this cart, DL. The brown horse won't be able to pull it.
If Jim can't pull it, I'll put you in the halter, you fat cow. Now put another sack in the cart.
Eek!
Ewan!
I've been looking for you. I found some more spearheads.
Well, I see them then.
This one's broken, but this one's the biggest I've ever found.
Looks like they must have been used to kill elephants.
Were there elephants in Scotland back then?
Maybe not.
Why did Mowat close the mill for 2 weeks?
He said he couldn't afford to pay us.
Then he should sell his car. He'd get a lot for that car.
Right enough.
Robert says there's going to be a big strike in May.
If the miners are locked out, aye.
What happened to you and your wife?
It depends on whether we win or not.
Run! Run, you brute!
Chief, Jim can't go any faster.
Aye, can. He's as lazy as you are, you fat cow.
I've got your bairn in my belly. And in a month I'll no be fat, but you'll still be a filthy old shriveled mucker.
Well, this shriveled mucker could turn you and your belly out in the street in the morning. And there wouldn't be a family in Aberdeenshire that would tack you into service. Oh, Christ.
It's the frost, he's slipped.
I'll teach him to go sliding about.
Ah! Evening, dear. Problems with your cart?
It's the horse, Alec. He's an awfully obstinate brute.
Ah! Don't like that.
Ah, there's nothing like discipline for horses and men. Come on, Jim. Come on, Jim, you old mucker.
Oh, are you all right?
Aye, but the horse, the shaft's gone right into his belly.
The old fool thought his horse could ice skate.
He's still alive.
Have you got a gun?
There's one in the back. I'll get it.
You put that down. Jim is my horse, and that's my gun, and I will do what I want with my property.
But the horse is fair suffering, Dale.
Nobody touches that horse since I've sent a wire to Stonehive.
For what? He can't be saved.
If the beast should be shot, there would be no insurance. If he dies natural, well, they'll pay.
You're not going to keep him alive.
I can die whenever he likes.
What's happened here?
What's happened? This daft horse nearly killed me, Minister.
Dear, let Alec put the poor wretch out of its misery. The poor beast's in agony.
It's my horse. My property.
I've seen wounds like this. Hey, shh. Shh, shh, shh. Hey. Shh, Jim. There. Else, give Alec the gun.
If you have my horse shot, Reverend Cahoon, I will inform my lawyer by the very first post, and I will sue you.
Sue me and be damned, sir. Now I'll report you for cruelty by the very first post. Vicious scoundrel that you are!
Alec, would you...
That's my horse. That's my property. You... Damn you to hell! Come on, Elsa. You have to get me my supper.
I wouldn't abide another night with you in your house, you cruel bastard.
Cruel, am I? Me that took you in to eat my food, live under my roof.
Lord knows I've suffered under that roof.
Oh, well, just gang then. Gang me, you featherless bairn.
The bairn has a feather, and God pity the little and the feather it has.
Oh. Elsa, are you all right?
I'm near well.
What's wrong?
It's her time. Send for the doctor. It's
all right. There you are, Mrs. Queen. A healthy baby boy.
Miss Queen.
Ah.
My husband will settle your bill, Doctor.
No hurry, if you can't trust a minister of the Kirk.
Thank you.
Oh, he's bonny. He's the image of you.
At least he isn't cursed to look like his father.
Let me wash your face. You'll feel better.
I'll pay you back for the doctor when I can.
No need. Have you thought about what you're going to do?
Well, I'll keep him, of course. I don't care what anyone says. I'm going to call him John.
I want you to come back to the manse, Elsa. You and John. I'm afraid I don't keep house as well as you do.
No, I couldn't do that, ma'am. Mrs. Cahoon. Scandal.
Well, the Sigget folk make scandal of things that never happened. Let's save their souls and give them something they didn't have to lie about.
Why are you being so kind to me? After all the things I've said to you, the gossip I've spread, may God forgive me.
Oh, I can't speak for God, but I forgive you. I was a bit short with you too. Boy is sleeping. Maybe you should as well.
I am very tired. Thank you, Mrs. Cahoon.
Seggett. We never used to have a problem with the spinners. We all got on, didn't we? They walked our streets, shopped in our shops, and never a cross word spoken between them and the decent folk.
When I was a lad up in Gavrick, folk knew their place.
And now the Miners' Union wants to run the country.
And the spinners want to run the mill. Demands for this, demands for that.
As if we owed dirt like that anything.
Oh, the miners can demand all they want. The owners locked them out, I would have locked them up.
Lord knows the government are doing everything they can.
But now the miners are saying they'll not go back to work without assurances about their wages. Saying they're going to bring the whole country to a standstill unless they get them.
Seggett's always been such a peaceful wee place.
Dragging our spinners into this. Oh, I'd like to wring that Jock Cronin's neck.
Oh, my lord. Have a kick at that.
She can't be.
Elsa Queen, what do you think you're doing?
I think I'm feeding my bairn, Miss McCaskill.
Well, this lady is black affronted by the sight of your...
She's got two of her own, hasn't she? And you sucked the same drink before you met beer.
When I was a lad up in Gavrick...
You were never a lad, Leslie Sim. You were born an old man.
Well...
You're no better than the spinner folk, Elsa Queen. We're going now, if only to get away from the stink of your sin.
Oh, it's a shame you have to go. Good day, then.
Oh, John.
Good morning, Elsa. What did those two clicking creatures want?
Something to gossip about.
And you gave them something?
Oh, I didn't want to disappoint them.
Would you like some help carrying those messages back to the manse? There are a lot of them.
No, thank you. I'm fair busy with John just now.
He's asleep. I think he's full.
Oh, so he is. I should button up then.
You have enough of these bags to feed an army.
Aye. The men get hungry. There's been a lot of meetings at the house about this strike.
Surely it won't come to that.
Reverend Cahoon and the others seem to think it will.
The miners will be forced back to work and the spinners will lose their pay.
Or they could win.
Not very likely. It's the road to anarchy, Elsa. There has to be order. When the fascist party came to power in Italy, the first thing they did was restore order. The folk were fair grateful for that.
I didn't ken anything about Italy. Didn't even care much about Aberdeen.
I wanted to ask you, Elsa, if it would be all right with you if maybe I call on you sometime.
Call on me?
That's funny.
Of course it's funny. You're the prophet's son. What do you think your father would say to you coming to call on an unmarried quine with a bairn?
It's not my father who wants to come.
You're half a daft, so you are, Alec Hogg.
Mr. Matt, this is a surprise.
Yeah.
I don't see you at the Kirk much these days.
Oh, I'm not sure we see him there at all, do we?
Yes, I'm jolly busy these days, the running of the mill and all that. Yeah.
Rather takes up one's time.
Mm-hmm. Do sit down.
Oh, my goodness. You look like you've come on a fair serious mission.
Clipboard, pen.
Oh, and that's an impressive looking badge, Mr. Mowat.
Ah, well, that's what I came to talk to you about. I've been officially commissioned by His Majesty's government as a special constable for the OMS.
Oh, congratulations. Okay. And what's the OMS?
The Organisation for the Maintenance of Supplies. We are a volunteer army that is being prepared to feed the country and ensure there are no shortages of supplies in the event of a general strike being called tonight.
That's quite a responsibility, Mr. Mert.
And to this end, I am recruiting volunteers. Now, I know we haven't always seen eye to eye on the issues of the day, and I'm not a man to show any lack of respect for a person's views. However, I'm sure you'll agree that the situation we are in is... very serious indeed.
I do agree, Mr. Mowat.
Jolly well can't let this rabble, these socialists, dictate to the country what it should do. I've got a list of names here of Seggett people who have volunteered to assist us, including the Provost himself. I really think you must join us, Minister, and Mrs. Cahoon as well, if she would.
What do you think, Christine?
No.
That's Chris's answer, I'm afraid. A trifle abrupt, granted. And I can't help the OMS myself. You see, I've another plan.
That's jolly. But may I ask what your plan might be?
To do all that I can do to hinder the OMS, or such skunks as try to interfere with the strike.
Ah, I see. So you're with them?
The rabble. The socialists.
Well, I really must be pressing on, time being of the essence.
Let me see you to the door.
Tell me, Minister, how can you be a socialist and a Christian?
How can I not, Mr. Mowat?
Mr. Cahoon! Mr. Cahoon! The Prime Minister's broken off negotiations. The whole country's going to be shut down from midnight.
Good evening, Chuck.
Oh, sorry, I didn't see you there. Mr. Mowat, I've been looking for you everywhere.
It's all right, Alec. Jock Cronin here's already told me.
We're to assemble at the village hall.
Well, Reverend, it seems we are both off to our battle stations.
If for pity's sake, we defeat all these people.
We'll have to try and stretch the soup as far as we can.
You've been on your feet all day, Mrs. Do you not think you should be having a rest when your time's so close? Why not have a rest?
Oh, I will, but after folk are fed.
Comrades! Comrades, the solidarity with the miners that we've seen over the past 8 days has lifted up the hearts of every working man in this country.
Here, here.
Mr. Calhoun has just been in the village and informed me that the mill is still silent and the streets of Segid not a single shop is open. The strike is holding firm, comrades. In Dundon, Aberdeen and up and down the country, they're saying not a penny off the pay, not a minute on the day. The Defence Committee would like to see as many as possible out at the mill tomorrow morning. We need to make sure the OMS didn't try and bring in blacklegs again. And mind, we are just trying to persuade them to join us. This is a peaceful strike.
Half of them are with the British fascists.
That's why we need to persuade them their rank.
If there weren't so many of us, they'd be trying to persuade us with clubs and sticks.
But there are so many of us.
We are making history here. We're showing what can be done when ordinary folk stand together, work together. And when you tell your grandchildren about this strike, when they tell their grandchildren, they'll say that this was the moment. A new era dawned. This was the beginning of the age of compassion.
Oh, you may not get these spitters in the kirk of a Sunday, but you're making them listen to his sermon now.
Oh, he's found his congregation right enough.
Robert!
What's happened?
A couple of our lads, they've gone to blow up the bridge.
What?
They want to do that for? They want to stop the trains bringing the blacklegs in. They've got gunpowder.
When did they go?
10 minutes ago.
This will mean the police and arrest for all of us.
We'd better go.
Damn the fools and a half-witted ploy.
Robert!
Chris, you're not to worry.
I don't want you to go.
I'll be fine. We'll catch up with
them. No, please!
Elsa, take Chris and you in home.
Aye.
I won't be long.
Robert, I'm fear, Robert!
Ewan, your mother will be soaked through.
Are you all right?
Let's get you home into some dry clothes. Come on.
Elsa, I have to go to him.
Is that
I'll not lose him like Ewan.
Ewan's here.
My husband's shot to pieces and I wasn't there.
But Mrs. Cahoon, this isn't a war.
It is.
You need to get home. You're 8 months gone.
Get Ewan and your baby back to the manse. I've got to get to the brig.
No, it's too far. You need to go back to the village.
I know a faster way down the brae.
In the dark.
I know every inch of these hills.
The brae's full of brambles. Mrs. Cahoon!
Oh, thank you. Oh, God. Oh, no, not now. Not now. Robert! Oh no. Please be all right. Please be. No, not now. Oh, can you not wait? No. Robert! Robert!
What are you doing?
There's a
train coming and they don't know the brig is out.
The brig isn't out. Jock and I got here in time.
But the explosion...
We were just testing off the powder. It's all right. Everything's all right, I promise.
Robert.
Chris. Chris, what's wrong? Kristen, what's wrong?
Mustn't move, ma'am.
Where am I?
At the manse. Oh, Lord, Miss Coon. You've given us a devil of a time.
I remember. But only moments. The baby. I've had a baby, haven't I?
He did die. Shh. Shh. You need to rest.
How long have I?
3 days now, since before the strike ended.
It ended? What happened?
The government broke it. I'll tell Reverend Cahoon you're away. I thought you'd want to know Mrs. Cahoon has roused, sir.
Thank you.
I'm sure she'd like to see you.
No. I can't.
I know what you all came here for, so I'm not going to waste any time getting to the point. Some of you have worked for my family for decades, and I'm jolly grateful for your loyalty. I do know that most of you were led astray by the agitators at this mill, and I am willing to forgive and forget. We all make mistakes. However, I'm sure you can appreciate that I have suffered financially over the period of the strike, and as such, wages will need to be cut by half a crown for the foreseeable future.
Half a crown? How are these men supposed to feed their families?
It won't concern you too much, Jock Cronin, since I will not be taking anyone back who is or has been a member of the Spinners' Union. The days of the union suppressing the workers are jolly well over. Good day, gentlemen.
Comrades, I ask your patience. I am going to wire the Union Council in Aberdeen to ask what action we can take to...
We're supposed to listen to you! You did this to us!
Mowat did this to us! Listen to what Jock's got to say!
Don't
you see? This is exactly what Mowat wants. Divide and rule. Setting Spinner against Spinner.
He's right.
The only Spinner I'm set against now is you, Jock Cronin.
And you're not welcome in Saget. If you can, what's good for you? You'll get out before one of us gets turned out of our house.
Nobody is going to get turned out. Not if we fight this. Our brothers in Dundon will stand with us. Our brothers in Glenbervie will stand with us. Our brothers...
Damn you all to hell!
The master as well!
Him safe and sound in his own damn job. We need to settle all the scores today.
Anyone here who wants to take another step towards that house will have to take it over my beaten body.
Get out of the way!
Don't you think it would have been a damn sight easier for Mr. Cahoon to have kept in with the gentry instead of risking his neck for the Spinners? You heartless bastards! What are you going to do? Pound at his door? Spit in his face? Break his windies? While the minister's wife is lying ill in her bed when he's burying his bairn tomorrow? Go on, lads. Go home.
Blessed are they who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they...
Is he all right, Mother?
I don't know.
Shall be satisfied. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. As we commit the body of this child to the earth, let us comfort ourselves as we leave here with Christ's promise to his disciples. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live.
I am so sorry, Miss Cohen.
Thank you, Ick.
This is my wife, Caitlin.
If you need anything, anything at all.
Aye, thank you, Caitlin. You're both so kind.
Mother, what's Robert doing?
Grieving.
He's just staring into the grave.
Robert.
And who shall believe?
Heard a peep from those spinners for months.
Aye, it's peaceful enough in Sigurd these days.
I hear Jock Cronin went to Glasgow.
Good riddance. Mr. Mowat should have sacked a lot of them, nay, just the Union men. That would make them think afore following a scoundrel like that.
You should have heard what Alec Hawke said to me last week. Oh? Winter's drawing in and their families are fair starving. As if the spinners hadn't brought this on themselves. As if Mr. Mowat was a heartless monster.
Well, I heard he had to let his servants go.
No. All of them?
Well, he said he had no choice. He's being taxed to death by those labour muckers.
Oh, poor man. Mm-hmm. After all he's done for Sigurd, keeping that mill going through good times and bad.
And the spinners, those coarse brutes that didn't have an ounce of gratitude for it.
Not an ounce.
Well, I must get back for my dinner. I'll see you in the kirk on Sunday.
Oh, aye. Mm-hmm. It's my turn to do the flowers. It's nice to be able to sit in the pew these days and not have the Reverend Cahoon vexing us about this or that reform.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's gone quiet on that, right enough. Give me a chance to have a wee nap in the kirk on Sunday morning.
Robert, I'm going to bed now. Are you coming?
I'll just finish writing my sermon.
Shall I wait up for you?
No need. Don't touch me. Your hands are cold.
Well, it seems they're always cold these days.
I thought you were going to bed.
Robert, can we not?
No, we can't, Chris.
I lost her baby too, Robert. I carried him in this womb. I felt him move. And I wondered what he'd look like. Our child, Robert. But I woke up to empty arms, and my arms are still empty.
I need to finish this sermon, Chris.
Good night, then.
Don't go too far, John. The cat wants left alone.
He's proper walking now, is he?
Oh, hello, Alec. Aye, finally managed it this week.
I thought we might go for a wee donner. It's a broad day.
Alec, for me a broad day means pegging at the washing.
I'll help you then.
You did I can't hit a peg washing.
Then I'll just hand you the pegs. We can go out afterwards.
Afterwards, I'll have to start dinner.
I'll peel the potatoes.
Alec, don't you have work to do bringing order and discipline to Scotland?
Actually, no. I'm not with the fascists anymore.
Really? What made you change your mind?
I don't know. The folk of the old town, I suppose.
Did they use fists or clubs to convince you?
I'd never set foot in the old town before the strike. I was told the folk there were dirt. One of the lads from the OMS said he wouldn't touch them except with the toe of his boot. But the poverty, Elsa, the filth, the skinny bairns with holes in their shoes. If I'd been a spinner, I'd have done exactly what they did.
It'll be all over Seggett that you're a communist.
Elsa, I wanted to...
Anyway, I better be getting that dinner started.
Elsa?
Come on, wee boy, leave the cat.
Elsa, will you marry me?
Marry you? Don't be daft.
Daft? I thought... I got the impression that you had feelings for me.
I do. And your father would have feelings too. He'd take to his bed for the shame.
I don't care what he thinks.
You will when he cuts you off without a penny.
I'm going to keep asking you till you say yes.
Will you be wanting anything else, Mrs. Coon?
No.
May I have more clotty dumpling, please? With custard.
You've had two lots already. You'll make yourself sick.
What if I had it without custard?
Just clear the dishes, Elsa.
Yes, Miss Coon.
Has Mr. Coon had his dinner?
I took it to him in his study.
Well, you want to be getting John to bed. I'll finish up in the kitchen.
Thank you, Mrs. Coon.
Robert's always in the study. Is he a minister or a monk?
His lungs are getting worse. Every morning there's a wee bit of blood in his pillow. He won't let me call the doctor.
His nightmares are back. I hear him screaming sometimes.
Aye.
I'll answer it. Eric, come in.
I'm not stopping. I just wanted to bring you some spearheads, I think.
Oh, you must be frozen. Come inside.
I won't, Miss Cohen. Not with these dirty clothes.
Oh, for God's sake, Ewan, bring him inside and shut that door before we all freeze. I've hardly seen you these days, Eric. How's Caitlin?
She's well. We're expecting our firstborn any day now.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I only came to give you these, Ewan. I found three of them near the kiln. Oh. Good ones, too.
So they are. Barely a chip.
What happened to your hands, Eric?
Aye, sorry, they're fair dirty right enough.
They're bleeding.
I've been digging for coal on the How. There's a fair bit if you really look for it, but the stones can be sharp. That's where I found these spearheads.
You've been foraging for coal?
It's not going to be so easy to find soon. There'll be muckle more folk out there now they've closed the mill.
They closed the mill?
Well, you haven't heard. The spinners found out this morning there was a notice on the gate.
Mr. Mowat didn't tell them himself?
Mr. Mowat's gone. He applied for a loan from a bank in Dundon. The bank wanted him to show him his stock. He opened his warehouse and they saw that it was full to the brim with bolts of jute, so they gave him his loan. And Mr. Mowat wasn't to be seen again.
Left with all the money?
Aye. It turns out that the warehouse full of jute was just a stack. One bolt deep with nothing behind it.
Dear God, what will the spinners do?
Well, they won't be spinning, that's sure. A lot of folk behind in the rent have been given notice by the landlords. And there's more folk going hungry. So I best be off.
Would you like something to eat before you go?
Oh, I've just eaten.
Elsmead mince and tatties and clotty dumpling.
Thank you. I need to go.
Can you bring my dinner on a tray, Mother, so I can eat by the fire with ache?
Oh, but you and you've already...
Mother and Robert have had theirs, but I'm fair starving. You'll stay and keep me company, won't you?
No.
You can recite some of your Burns poems.
You don't like poetry.
Maybe I just need to hear more of it. You'll stay, aye?
I will.
I'll bring two trays then.
Else mean too much as always. Mother, why don't you send what's left round to Aches tomorrow?
No.
You'll be saving me from a week of leftovers. Elsa always burns them when she heats them up.
No. No, I'll take them with me.
Good. I'll show you where to wash your hands. Come on.
Robert, you need to go to the old town.
The old town? Why?
The mill's been closed. Mowat's gone, the spinners have all been thrown out of work.
I'll go tomorrow. I've got work to do here tonight.
You've got work to do in the old town tonight.
I said I'll go tomorrow. Will you please leave me alone to work on my sermon?
Nobody listens to your sermons, Robert. The houses are warm, their bellies are full, they sit in the kirk and eat their sweeties and congratulate themselves on being good Christians.
Chris, what the...
Robert, please, let me get the doctor.
Chris, what do you want me to do?
I thought you'd know.
Have a kick at those spinner folk lolling about in the square all day.
Living on our money.
And you never see them spending it in the sagged shops.
No, and the shopkeepers are barely keeping body and soul together with their trade falling off. And the poor landlords. Do you think those spinner brutes ever pay their rent on time?
The police were in the old town again Tuesday, turning another 12 families out their houses.
If you can call them houses, they smell like piggeries.
Apparently, one of them had a newborn being 3 weeks old.
Oh, these spinner folk cut their costs in all but cradles. The less they work, the more they breed. When I was a lad up in Gavrick, the men would have been libbed, and that would be the end of that.
Did you hear Jock Cronin's running for Parliament?
His name, is he?
Mr. Hogg's sister Jean was in Glasgow last week and saw him out campaigning, wearing a suit and spats, would you believe? Saying working folk shouldn't be trying to put companies out of business but asking for more money.
I never thought I'd hear that Jock Cronin speaking sense.
What's that?
Well, sounds like it's coming for the old tune.
Elsa.
Hello, Alec.
I was just on my way to see you. Can I walk you home?
I need to get the messages in. Look at those clouds. Storm coming soon.
Maybe I could help you.
You wanted me to teach you how to peg washing and peel potatoes. Now you want me to teach you how to do messages. You'll make a bonny wife one day.
Or a husband.
Alec.
I told my father I was going to marry you.
You might have told me first. What did your father say?
He said he'd cut me off without a penny.
And how are you going to support a wife without a penny?
I've found an honest job.
An honest job doing what?
The Smithies' son-in-law, Bruce. He's leaving Sega and I've been offered his job.
Bruce is the road mender. The Provost's son's going to be working as a road mender.
Yes. If you'll marry me.
Then I will.
Have you heard the news, Alec? Oh, it's terrible. Awful.
What is?
You wouldn't think a thing like that could happen in Sagitt, but it's hardly surprising that the way they live.
Who? What happened, Miss McCaskill?
Elsa, I'm hoping you get in before the storm. I made a start on the potatoes. Have you got it?
Oh, Miss Cahoon.
What's happened?
That wee bairn.
Who's bairn?
The Ogilvies, he's only 3 weeks old.
Elsa, what's happened?
They were evicted last week. They've been living in the deserted piggery at the end of Oldtown.
Oh, good Lord, why didn't they tell us?
This morning, Caitlin, she woke up to the bairn screaming. She did all she could to comfort the wee thing, but they kept screaming, and finally, when the light began to peek into the pigsty, they saw the reason for his screams.
And what was it?
Oh, Mr. Cahoon, during the night, it was the rats. They gnawed the poor bairn's thumb off.
My God.
Where are they now?
I don't well know. Some folk came to bring some meat to them at the Ree, and Ake was just off to bring the doctor. He's walking all the way to Stonehive.
Walking? Walking? Chris,
I'll go for Caitlin and the bairn. Will you get a room ready before I come back?
Let me go.
No, get a room ready for me for when I get back. Caitlin! Caitlin, are you in there? It's the minister!
Reverend Cahoon, my baby, help me for pity's sake, help me!
I'm taking you to the manse and then I'll get the doctor.
It's already gone.
I'll go on my bicycle, it'll be fast enough. Come on, let's hurry!
Bobbert.
Chris, take care of Caitlin and the bairn. I'm off to get the doctor.
Robert, please, let me
go. No!
Then I'll get you in to bring Alec. He can go for the doctor.
There's no time. The doctor has a car. We'll find Ake on the road and bring him back here and need you to stay here and look after Caitlin.
You... Let's get you some dry clothes and you can sit by the fire.
My baby. Trey's only 3 weeks old.
Let me take him, Caitlin. I'll bathe the wound and we'll wait for the doctor.
Do you know how long ago it happened?
During the night. I don't know what time.
Some hours ago then.
There he is. Ake! Ake, I've got the doctor here!
Where are they?
They're at the manse. You should have come to us first, Ake.
My wee boy. How is he?
He's calmed by the time we got into the manse.
Nasty business, rat bites. To have taken the whole thumb.
My wife will be keeping it clean.
Even so.
My wife will be keeping it clean.
Where is he? Is he?
He's upstairs with Caitlin sleeping. I'll show you to the room.
Hurry, doctor, hurry.
Some dry clothes down for you. Let me get your shirt.
All the way from Stonehive, I've been praying. Praying to God that the bairn will be all right.
Then let's hope he was listening. This is the first time you've let me touch you in so long.
It's not been so long, has it?
Aye, it has. Here. Here's the towel. Laying in bed at night and count from your breathing, you weren't sleeping. You never reached out to me. You've woken screaming from your nightmares. You never let me hold you.
Chris, I don't know.
I think you
why.
Do. Much more than a child died in me, much more than a strike was broken. I waited so long for you to come down those stairs like you used to, after the dark cloud that hung over you lifted. I waited for you to come down and ask Ewan about his flints and joke about the Segit gossips.
And you're still waiting?
No. God, God!
Dead, Mrs. Calhoun. Poison and shock, the doctor said. He's been dead this last hour or more. Caitlin didn't even care know the bairn was lying next to her.
Something to help her sleep. I'll send a death certificate through tomorrow. You'll be wanting to make arrangements.
Who is it that can allow this to happen? To a baby? To an innocent?
Robert. Robert! Robert!
Chris. Where's
Aiken and Caitlin left for Aberdeen this morning. I gave them the train fare. Caitlin has a brother there, and that's where they want to bury the baby.
The baby. I thought I'd lost my faith, Chris. God had taken our baby. He'd let the hopes of men be crushed. That's what I thought. But God did not send a rat to kill a child. Man did that. Man did that. I've neglected you, Chris.
The doctor said you're to rest and stay warm, so you've to rest and stay warm.
If I was a man again, I'd hold you. You wretch of a woman, bullying me like this.
You'll be welcome to hold me as you like. When that cough's better. Not until then. Now rest. I'll see who that is.
Mrs. Cahoon.
Good morning, Alec.
I heard that the minister isn't well.
He collapsed last night. We were very fortunate that the doctor was here.
I'll go to the kirk. I'll tell them there'll be no service today.
Thank you. That would be kind of you.
No, I'll take the service as usual.
Robert, go back to bed.
I have something to say to folk. Let me just get dressed.
Robert, what are you doing?
I'm doing what I do every Sunday, Chris. Give me my coat.
No, I won't.
I have something to say to folk.
Robert, for me. I'll never ask much and I'll never ask anything again for me. Will you please go back to bed?
It's you or the kirk, Chris. And I'm the kirk's man. Now give me my coat.
All right.
Chris. My dear, dear Chris.
You and go with him. I'll come as soon as I'm dressed.
In Seget last night, in this Christian village, a man, a woman, and their newborn baby had been driven from their home. They had no place to lay their heads. And much like when Christ himself came into the world, they took refuge in a place fit only for animals. But no star appeared above it. No angels came to watch over the newborn babe. Instead, in the night, a rat came. And it fed on their child, eating its flesh in a sacrament of hunger. In the years after the Great War ended, a new promise cried all about the earth. Like the promise brought by the newly born Christ, the promise of Christ fulfilled in man. Against oppression and bitter tyranny, the common people banded themselves together to defend their brothers who sweated their blood in the mines. And in that action, a dream was born. That war and tyranny and wretched poverty might one day be banished from the earth, forever. This year, as hunger and want fills the land, it seems we are seeing the end of that dream. There is no hope for the world, as I, the least of his followers, see, except if we turn and seek that
dream, and build it anew. Men and women with unclouded eyes may yet find it in times to be an earth at peace, living and joyous. The Christ come back.
Robert, can you hear me?
It is finished.
I thought I might find you here.
How's abroad, eh? So still that you can hear the newborn lambs in Kinraddy. No clouds. Not one.
They are wondering where you went.
I've seen too many funerals, Ewan. After a while, one looks much like the other.
Are we going to leave Segget?
Aye. We'll go to Dundon. I can get work there.
They won't have anything to gossip about if we leave.
Oh, I'm sure they'll find something. Robert and I came up here in a day like this once, and we looked into this pool and wondered who those two people were whose faces we could see in the water.
You saw Robert and yourself.
I saw a hunter of clouds and a woman who kept to the earth.
That sounds too much like poetry to me. What do you see now?
I see a boy. Turning into a man so quickly, I wonder where the wee boy went. He was there only a moment ago.
And the woman?
I see Chris Caledonia.
More poetry.
Oh, it's something Robert once called me. Chris Caledonia. You're like Scotland itself.
Mother, you're frozen. We should go.
Aye. It's time to go.
In Cloud How, Chris was played by Amy Manson and Robert by Robin Lang. Elsa was played by Pearl Appleby, D.L. Liam Brennan, Alec Philip Cairns, Jock Stephen Duffy, Ewan Roderick Gilkison, Leslie Ralph Rieck, Ake Ian Robertson, Miss McCaskill Wendy Seeger, and Mowat by Nick Underwood. Cloud How was written by Lewis Grassic Gibbon and dramatised by Donna Francis Child. It was a BBC Scotland production directed by Kirsty Williams.
The 10 o'clock news is next. And then at 10:15, Future Proofing reveals new research which enables us to artificially create and manipulate memory. Well, while I can remember the natural way, I'm pretty sure this is where we look at the weather for tomorrow, and rain will slowly clear south-east England through the morning. Otherwise, Sunday will be a brighter day with some sunny spells. However, there will be scattered showers, particularly in western areas, and some of these will be heavy with the risk of hail and thunder. Into the start of the new working week, the weather will be gradually turning more dry and settled. Although there'll be some showers around on Monday, it will be dry for many with some sunny intervals, and the showers will become less widespread as we go into Tuesday. On FM, on long wave, on digital and online, this is BBC Radio 4.
BBC News at 10 o'clock. This is Corrie Caulfield. Good evening.
It's emerged that Manchester United will appoint Jose Mourinho as the club's new manager, despite victory for Louis van Gaal's side in the FA Cup final. French investigators have confirmed that smoke was detected in the cabin of an Egyptair flight 3 minutes before it disappeared from radar screens. Labour says it would attempt to reform the capitalist system if it won the next general election, putting shop floor workers and entrepreneurs in the driving seat. The BBC understands that Jose Mourinho, one of the most controversial and successful football managers in recent history, has been chosen to take charge of Manchester United. The news came just hours after the club beat Crystal Palace in the FA Cup final, led by the Dutch coach Louis van Gaal. Mourinho was sacked by Chelsea in December. Manchester United have struggled to reassert their dominance of English football since the departure of Sir Alex Ferguson in 2013. Here's our sports editor, Dan Rowan.
Jose Mourinho has always coveted the job of managing Manchester United, and now it appears that one of football's most successful coaches will have the opportunity to fulfil his dream. Despite overseeing the club's FA Cup final victory today against Crystal Palace at Wembley, Louis van Gaal looks set to pay the price for the team's failure to qualify for the all-important Champions League. The Dutchman has spent £250 million on new players during his two seasons in charge, but managed just fourth and then fifth position in the Premier League. United have been in talks with Mourinho's representatives for months, and I understand a deal should be finalised early next week. The Portuguese coach was sacked by Chelsea in December after a chaotic attempt to retain the title that he won last season in his second spell in charge at Chelsea. But United's hierarchy now believe he is the man to try to revive the club's fortunes 3 years after legendary former manager Sir Alex Ferguson stepped down.
Investigators are starting to form a picture of the final moments of the Egypt Air plane, which crashed on Thursday, killing 66 people. Although search teams in the Mediterranean have yet to find the aircraft's flight recorders, French officials have released automated messages from the plane, which show that sensors on board had detected smoke in several places just before it disappeared. The jet was on its way from Paris to Cairo, and as both France and Egypt have suffered terrorist attacks in recent months, the possibility that it was brought down deliberately is not being ruled out. Here's our transport correspondent, Richard Westcott.
We now know there was a fire at the front of the Egyptian plane. What we can't say is whether it was started deliberately or just an accident. The aircraft automatically sent a series of warning messages over a system called ACARS, which is like a text messaging service to the airline. Just after midnight, Greenwich Mean Time, the first message appeared. A cockpit window was overheating. Then smoke was detected in the toilets just behind the cockpit and in a bay right underneath the pilots. It's a critical area full of electronic equipment. A minute later, another